It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Some 21 hours now after the tragic events at yesterday's Boston Marathon, the death toll stands at 3, including an 8-year-old boy, after two explosions near the finish line shortly before 3 p.m. yesterday. At least 176 people were injured, according to Boston police, 17 of them critically. The FBI special agent in charge, Rick DeLaurier, told reporters, quote, "We will go to the ends of the earth to apprehend those responsible." Meanwhile, here in Pittsburgh, the Dick's Sporting Goods Pittsburgh Marathon is scheduled to take place in less than 3 weeks on Sunday, May 5th, with 28,000 runners and up to 50,000 spectators. Many are wondering exactly how yesterday's bombing of the Boston Marathon will impact Pittsburgh's marathon. I'm joined now by phone by Patrice Matamoros, Executive Director of the Pittsburgh Marathon. Patrice, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you for having me today.
I know that you've been busy, and we certainly appreciate your joining us. From where you stand, nearly a full day now since the bombs went off at the finish line in Boston, and based on what you've been hearing today, where do your plans stand for the Pittsburgh Marathon, and have you given any thought to postponing or canceling the event on May 5th?
First and foremost, what I'd like to say is that Dick's Sporting Goods Pittsburgh Marathon takes security very seriously, and we do prepare year-round to help ensure the safety and security on race day. We work closely with the city to plan for a variety of situations on race day, so we feel very prepared to handle anything that comes our way, but we also, in terms of a cancellation or postponement, at this point, there are no plans for that.
After Hurricane Sandy, we heard the mayor of New York say that the New York Marathon would go on as scheduled. And I'm sure that at this point you fully intend to have the Pittsburgh Marathon go on as planned on Sunday, May 5th. Is there, however, some information that you might be waiting on or anything that could impact your thinking before you make a final decision?
There's always consideration in every case, but, as far as thinking that far ahead at this point in time with the information that we have, we would not postpone or cancel the event.
Have you given any thought, Patrice, to changing the Pittsburgh Marathon course? Have there been any discussions of that?
No, we have no changes to the course at this point in time.
The Pittsburgh Marathon finish line is going to be on Liberty Avenue downtown. What plans are you looking to put in place to bolster security in that area? I know you said that security has always been a prime concern, but after what happened yesterday, what things are you possibly rethinking?
Well, our finish line is actually on the Boulevard of the Allies, and we can't really go really into specifics of what our planning entails right now. I can tell you that we are very prepared to handle race day. We work very closely with the city of Pittsburgh in preparing. So we will be doing our meetings as we normally schedule our meetings this close to race day and tweaking things as we need to and probably being very strategic in what we do. But we do have adequate security, and we really do build an infrastructure that is able to support the event in terms of safety and security. So we feel very comfortable with our resources.
Unlike a baseball stadium or a hockey arena where access areas are limited and can be tightly controlled, the marathon finish line is out in the open. It's certainly easier for people to access. What kinds of challenges does that create for you and for the security team to control who goes in and out of there?
Well, that's a really great question, actually. In terms of controlling the runner area, there are corral systems that are set up at the starting line to control who gets in that line and who does not get in that line. You have to have a runner number, and you have to have the proper bib for the corral that you go into on race day. So in terms of security, we have 6-foot fencing that will create barriers and will create areas in which runners will line up in. And again, that just goes into what we do every year in planning and preparing for the race and keeping safety as number one.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our guest is Patrice Matamoros, Executive Director of the Pittsburgh Marathon. Since 2010, when the Pittsburgh Marathon had its own bomb scare, when an unattended device that turned out to be a microwave that was found near the finish line occurred, what security measures, if any, were changed or put in place after that incident?
Well, since the 2010 incident, I would say that we've developed an even closer relationship with the City Office of Emergency Management and Home Security. And then we've also gone through year-round extensive planning for a variety of situations that may occur on race day. So we also have implemented and have a trained staff and always are increasing the level of security that we have on race day and always looking at what if. So we do feel that we are prepared to handle a variety of different situations or issues as they come up. And, you know, that safety, again, is just our number one concern.
On a more personal note for you, Patrice, what was it like to be watching on television yesterday, to watch the tragic events unfold in Boston with all that you are responsible for in your professional life?
Oh, it was absolutely, you know, it was horrible to see something like that happen to such an amazing race. It was horrible to see, you know, in terms of, I was in shock and disbelief that this could even happen or occur at the Boston Marathon. So, you know, really my heart just goes out to, and our heart in terms of our office, which just goes out to everybody involved in the tragedy yesterday, and to the friends and to the families who were affected by the situation. And, you know, we're waiting just like everyone else to see exactly what happened at this point.
Since then, your folks have been in contact with several major marathons about the best ways to protect participants and spectators, as I understand it.
Yes.
What has been discussed?
What is just being discussed at this point with other marathons is just, you know, how can we keep our runners safe? How can we really take any fears away from, you know, in our sport that may occur as a result of this? And how can we help Boston? What can we do to help Boston, show our support for Boston, and really band together as a unified force of, you know, really Americans coming together and doing what we know best, and that is running. And I think that goes really is in the same realm as what we're seeing now, as we're just seeing an outpouring of support amongst race directors, races, and then also amongst runners in this area. We've seen really just a lot of people coming together and saying that they now have, you know, a huge cause. They're running for Boston. And this race is more important to them now than it was 2 days ago.
What is the Pittsburgh Marathon's emergency plan if, God forbid, anything like what happened yesterday in Boston should happen here? What is the plan for getting people to safety?
Well, we have a multi-layered security plan that I really can't go into the full details of right now, only because for our security purposes and to keep runners safe. But I can tell you that we're working very closely with the City of Pittsburgh Emergency Management, and the City of Pittsburgh is really looking at Boston and really looking at what we're going to do to prepare for our race, if there's anything different. And it's really just a good, you know, check for all of us to say, okay, we've got everything in place and we've got a plan in place and we know what our plan is and we know that it would be executed on race day if it needed to be executed. And we know that our number one priority is just to keep those runners safe and to let people know that they are safe in our care.
Patrice, what would you want people to think about as they either are participating or showing up to watch the Pittsburgh Marathon on May 5th? What do you want people to think about in terms of a game plan in a worst-case scenario?
Well, it's actually switch it around in terms of, you know, it's always easy to think about worst-case scenario, but it's a really what we're seeing now and what I think is a really positive thing is that people are coming together, spectators, volunteers, and saying, we're going to fight this back in the only way we know how. And Pittsburgh is, the greatest sports town in America. So what are our people going to do to get out on the course? They're going to cheer for runners. They're going to show their support of runners and really just, cheer for them, cheer for what they're doing and what that represent and what they're doing, what it represents to the United States and as a unified of Americans coming out in one day. This is really something that we can do that is within our power to show that there is positive and that negative is not as powerful as the positive is going to be on race day for us.
Patrice Matamoros is the executive director of the Dick's Sporting Goods Pittsburgh Marathon, which is set to run on Sunday, May 5th. She has joined us by phone. Patrice, thank you so much for your time and our best wishes to you.
Okay, thank you very much for having us and for talking.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. One of the participants in yesterday's Boston Marathon was Keith Shields, an executive producer at New Hampshire Public Radio. Keith Shields, thank you for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
How long was it after you crossed the finish line that the explosions occurred?
It was about an hour and a half. The Boston Marathon has three waves of runners, one that leaves at 10 and one that leaves at 10:20 and one that leaves at 10:40. And I left at the first wave. So I got into the city at about 1:15 and the explosions happened at about 2:50.
How many Boston Marathons have you run, Keith?
I've run 16 consecutive ones. I live near the course, so I train on the streets all the time. It's a part of my DNA these days. It's a race that I plan on running every single year. I can propel myself forward.
So your first Boston Marathon actually occurred before 9/11. Since then, and in the subsequent years, have you noticed an increase in security at the Boston Marathon in the years that you've been participating?
No, I would say I really haven't. And, I've always sort of thought about that as somebody's run not just Boston, but multiple marathons. I actually ran Chicago the month after 9/11, the Chicago Marathon, and always thought that, gosh, when you hear about these acts that the marathon would be a place that, people, could cause a lot of damage and problems because of the amount of people so close together. But with Boston, no, there's being that it's a marathon that you do need to qualify for, they're pretty strict about, people only with numbers running the race, and not somebody who's a bandit or somebody who's got a higher number standing in a place where lower numbers are supposed to stand. So that's the real security that you see mostly at the starting line. To make sure that people are only running on the course who have official numbers, but not really security, not anything that you would see at a Super Bowl or even going to a museum.
How would you describe the security at the Boston Marathon?
Well, I'm sure that they have a really detailed plan, but you don't really feel that there's much at all. Just getting out to the starting line in Hopkinton, there's bunches of ways you can do it. You can, take one of the official buses. My running club chartered their own bus that, we just met at the YMCA and drove a bus over and parked there without being checked. People can even take the highway and get off at a rest stop and be bussed in to be a spectator to the race. When you're running on the course, most of the areas are not cordoned off at all. Only specific areas, where the colleges are, so anybody can stand pretty much where they want to, as long as it's not in the street blocking the runners. I've never been checked for anything other than my race number anywhere I've ever gone in the race.
Are you surprised by the? Because it sounds like you're saying there's a real lack of security.
There is, I hadn't been surprised before, mainly because of, just the nature of the event. The Boston Marathon is just a day of celebration. It's a day of optimism and fun, and And so I guess, you know, obviously these things can happen anywhere. You just never thought it might happen at a place so great. So I've never thought about it. It's not that I've ever felt unsafe standing there at the marathon and worrying about anything as much as I would being in a mall or a grocery store or anything like that. You know, sort of, I guess it does make you think. To be honest, it seems like an almost impossible thing to do on a marathon course to ensure that it can be completely safe.
Well, have you noticed other security procedures at other marathons and whether they are greater or lesser than what you had up until yesterday at the Boston Marathon?
Well, yeah, I've run kind of different sized marathons. I've run the small 300 people races, which there's really, I mean, it's just like any other road race that you would attend. You know, you get there, you go to the starting line, and you run. And, you know, again, the security is, you know, making sure, you know, no cars are in the street or no people are crossing the road to hurt the runners, you know, so that, you know, their legs are tired. Anything in terms of any worry about a terrorist act. You know, even the larger ones. I mean, I think I remember going out to Staten Island for the New York City Marathon that they might have had a little, but not much. Again, you know, it's unlike a Super Bowl where, you know, there's only certain doors where you can go in, and so it's pretty easy to make sure that everybody going in there is safe. But, you know, this is 26 miles of neighborhoods and city and cross streets, and it's not really the runners generally that you might think would cause it. I mean, it could be the spectators, and so how do you enforce that?
We're talking with New Hampshire Public Radio's Keith Shields, who is a Boston Marathon participant. He was in the race yesterday, as he has been for the last 16 years. How do you imagine that security measures will change for next year's Boston Marathon?
Well, obviously, something needs to be done. I'm sure, the start, you know, again, the anyone who really wants to kind of drive out and take the shuttle bus and get to the start, wants to, you know, cheer a runner on, it's been pretty easy. I imagine that to be tough. I imagine, the last mile of the race where, let's say the most people are, where obviously the explosions happen, be tighter security. It would take a huge effort to, you know, have everybody checked before they kind of stand there in support of the runners or to run it. But I imagine it being tougher next year, but I can't imagine it being to the point that you would feel completely secure. But that's still, I don't think that that's going to really affect many runners. I think most people, I've already have a qualifying time for next year. I intend to be at the starting line without a doubt in 2014.
But even as you say that, do you have any trepidations at all after what happened yesterday?
I would, but you know, marathoners are tough people, and Bostonians are tough people too. And I think that to run the Boston Marathon in New England in April, you know, you got to get up and run in the snow and in the cold weather and the ice and you know, it takes a lot to get there. I don't think something like this is going to stop people completely. But yeah, I'm sure that there is going to be, it's sort of changed the race, and it's probably changed the race forever. I think people will be concerned, but I hope it doesn't stop people from running or cheering on in the future.
Keith Shields is an executive producer at New Hampshire Public Radio. He participated in yesterday's Boston Marathon. Joining us by phone from New Hampshire, Keith, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, we'll hear from a Pittsburgh woman who ran in yesterday's Boston Marathon and an area man who was volunteering at the finish line when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.